bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. We are here to discuss the week, Fortnite, in fact, Fortnite in 2 days or something like that, in gaming. Aren't we, gentlemen?
Yeah. We got no news, have we?
Nah, E3 is just around
the corner.
There's
nothing going on at all.
There's really very little going on. The biggest things we actually have are from Nintendo, because, of course, they're not doing the same as they've done for the last... They did one 2 years ago, but last year they didn't go E3, did they?
Yeah, the one 2 years ago was when they announced probably the Wii U and whatnot. So
I've got a big announcement.
You have, right?
I'm having a menage a trois with Hobnobs and Jammy Dodgers.
Well, I
wow.
I didn't know you had Jammy Dodgers.
Got Jammy Dodgers over here,
bitch. See, I've just got the Hobnobs in my desk.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have a Jammy Dodger while we're going through the news.
You cannot be trusted with both. Jammy
I'll have some of those... Dark bad Hobnobs. Boys.
They're not dark chocolate. They're milk chocolate Hobnobs. I don't like the dark chocolate.
It gives you the runs.
It's an interracial sandwich threesome.
Indeed.
With my brown chocolate and my redhead Jammy Dodger.
Okay, it's we're going to just leave that one to one side.
Should we just become the biscuit show?
Yeah.
Well, this week, to be fair, we've got more biscuit chat than we have gaming chat.
Yeah, so. And also, we haven't mentioned our biscuits for a few... We haven't had biscuits for a few episodes,
like
actually.
A separate spin-off thing.
Mm. Yeah, we should do. So, anyway, into the news.
I've actually been taken on a mini-series on the side. Sam's Biscuit Adventure. Sorry, I just didn't... Me and Ewan have been doing it for weeks.
So I've been eating this week, didn't I? I've been gorging myself in custard creams. We'll be eating the creamy bits.
So,
just squeezing them out and then throwing it. Oh, that's beautiful. Throwing the actual donutty bit at the children.
The donutty bit? Custard cream?
No, like the I was thinking about, I was developing it further. I was going on to donuts and possibly chocolate eclairs.
Oh, okay.
And then just throwing the end... The dry husk.
The husk of an eclair.
At street urchins.
Surrounded by a foot of crumbs.
Yeah. And then he just lets like the locals from Selkirk come in and they can take away a little carrier bag full of crumbs. It's very kind of you.
There is a lot of crumbs in my house, though.
Does Ellie not deal with it? Ellie. Ellie's his dog, by the way, in case you thought it was like his living. Or, I don't know.
Yeah. Filipino biscuit crumb slave, which I thought everyone had.
Anyway, so if you buy Mario Kart 8, of course Mario Kart 8 is coming out at the end of this month, on the 30th, I think, of May. I should have written that down.
But, so you did a segue there.
Apparently didn't. I did. It's set for release on the 30th of May. So if you buy Mario Kart 8... in or around the 30th of May, you'll get a download code for a free game via the Nintendo eShop. It's quite European-focused. The list of games that you can claim back...
Excuse me.
You couldn't have muted or anything for that.
I could have muted. I'd have to raise my hand, get you to switch it off,
no,
and then
sneeze. There's a switch on the microphone.
That would never have occurred to me.
Yeah. Is that you now? You're just going to cough for the whole episode. There we go. Oh, we should actually look at mute switches. That might be handy. Anyway, so you get this download code.
I want a mute lever.
That would be good.
That goes...
And I'm thinking as well, like, Paul, instead of editing, we should just keep it as it is. And if he gets in there with a mute lever, the correct mute lever, to bleep us out halfway through swearing... then he's caught it. Otherwise, it's free. It's out there.
Yeah, yeah. When we go to live, that's actually going to be the case, though. I'm a bit worried about that.
No one's going to listen to us live.
And instead of actually cutting sound, it just hits you in the face with a spring launching boxing glove.
I didn't do a swear at all on the other thing.
On the biscuit show.
Yeah.
Oh no, the help show.
The help show and the biscuit show.
And the biscuit show. Yeah. Well, that's because you're doing what you love in the Biscuit Show, so it would be blasphemy almost to...
It's true.
To swear on. Anyway. So you get this download code if you buy Mario Kart 8, and you can buy a purchase through the eShop, which is a digital download, one of the following. Nintendo Land, New Super Mario Bros. U, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, Game & Wario... Never heard of that one. Pikmin 3. I've heard of Wario, obviously, but I've never heard of that game. The Wonderful 101. The Legend of Zelda. The Wind Walker HD. Sonic Lost World. Mario and Waker. Sonic... At Waker. Mario and Sonic at Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games. And Wii Party U. However, if you're
I'd take Wind Wanker.
If you're in North America, you only get the choice of Nintendo Land, Super Mario Bros. U, Pikmin 3, The Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker HD, or Wii Party U.
Ha, in your face, North America.
Which is kind of odd, because normally we are behind them. So it's kind of funny that they've done this, but I don't know if some of those games maybe aren't available in America. No, that can't be the case.
I don't know. Obviously, the European market or Hoover's head in Europe decide, oh, you can have more.
Well, you see, now that you mention Europe, there's a funny little line at the bottom. So according to the T's and C's, European users must be resident of either... So bear in mind, this is European users must be resident of either United Kingdom, Ireland, Germany, Australia, France, Spain, Italy, Belgium, the Netherlands, Portugal, Switzerland, South Africa, or Russia.
Well, didn't you say Australia quite early on?
Australia.
All right.
Are you saying that like they're not real countries?
I'm saying that like they're not in Europe.
Well, no. Just the South Africans, yeah?
What?
But you said South African and what was the other
Russia.
One? Russia. Russia's Europe.
Russia's in Europe.
No,
they're not part of the European Union, are they?
The European Union, Europe's a continent. They're Eurasian. They're halfway between... Russia is a Eurasian... country. It's half in Europe and half in Asia.
And they take part in the European Championships.
Well, there you go. Okay, but South Africa. Okay, I'll forget Russia.
South Africa, definitely.
Are you sure now?
I'm not even going to try and... Although,
is that
actually...
Urakura?
Well, maybe.
Urakura? Region? No? If you just smash together Asia and Europe, I can smash together Africa.
Sorry, no. Are we once again claiming that I've made up a new word whilst using something that's... probably used daily.
Okay.
Oh, are we gonna... Right. Let's do a little Google search and then get the irritating man to go, Eurasia! Eurasia!
No, we don't have to do that. I actually downloaded the sound clip the last time.
I found a voice that said spandex last week.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. You can tell there's not a huge amount of news to talk about this week. In relation to...
we've turned it into a geography show.
Yeah, I failed geography so many times that I lost my way to the exam room.
Well, being that geography was mostly about drumlins and...
Out of the many seven people that was on that show, you are still the only one laughing at that joke.
I thought that was hilarious. It just came to me.
Someone guffed.
No.
No, he's smoking his electronic cigarette.
That does it smell like
smells
guff?
Like apple, actually. It could be my breath.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
Oh, sorry, Paul. Did I do a swear?
Yes, you did.
Oh, what a c*** I am.
Dear. Right, okay, anyway. So, Mario Kart 8. So, along with that announcement came a new 35-minute video. That's, did you guys watch the video?
No. There's like a highlight thing I watched, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, a 35-minute video.
It's a 35-minute video.
Because
it's a part of a Nintendo Direct announcement.
I have issues as much with watching 35-second videos.
It's much I'm very impressed that the head of Nintendo speaks English. It's very irritating to listen to him attempt to speak English and just get to the point.
So the video opens out, and it's a guy, sort of a Nintendo fanboy, in his house. And he gets up out of bed, and he's wearing like his Mario Brothers pajamas, and his duvet covers Donkey Kong. And he gets himself some cereal, sits in front of the couch, and then there's an advert on the telly for Mario Kart 8. And he says, and beside him's like kind of a Yoshi pillow on his couch beside him, and there's like a sort of a throw
this
with Zelda
actually worse
on
than
it,
watching the trailer.
Like
and he's Gimp walking around in the background,
so he's sitting eating
like
cereal,
a princess outfit
on his telly.
I was gonna say Yoshi.
on his telly, it shows, it's got Mario Kart 8 trailer, and he says, stops eating the cereal and goes, I wish Nintendo would tell me more about this. And cut to weird guy who then talks to him through the telly. And then
who's weird guy?
Yeah, it's sort of random suited gentleman.
It's the head of Nintendo.
No, it's not Iwata. It's,
is it not?
So he gets introduced. So this random suited gentleman standing in front of a white background just kind of engages with the guy on the sofa and then says, and so to tell you more, I want to introduce you, Satori, that's right, isn't it? Satori Iwata. Yeah, whatever his name is. He's a very important gentleman. And then he comes on the screen with like a backdrop of like Mario Kart.
How come he can get the Japanese names right, but when it's like Dave Brown, he can't read
I can
bloody
speak
Brown.
Mandarin. All right, that's why. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which has no connection at all.
So, yeah,
that was a nice little piece of bull turding there.
Pause.
But it fell down in your face.
Pause, unable to pronounce the name Ted Nugent. He keeps calling him Fred Astaire for some reason.
Dear. Right, okay. So, apart from being a little bit campy, this 35-minute video did tell you some other things. So apparently you could do a 12-player online match. You now have a super horn. I'll just let that one hang in the air for a second while everybody kind of imagines what that might be. But essentially what it is you know, if you're getting like a spiky shell coming towards you if you're in first place, or a red shell's heat-seeking towards you, if you blast the super horn, it basically creates a shockwave around you and knocks away other drivers, missiles heading towards you, bananas in the ground.
Does it redirect them, or does...
Oh, I didn't actually see.
That would be interesting.
Hmm. I'm assuming it probably redirects them because...
So if there's a green shell bounced around, it probably hit you as if you're a wall.
As if you're a wall, maybe. And the same with red shells, because red shells do that when they
hit. Because it'd be rubbish if they just did the... Like, it's hit something, boop, boom, and it's gone.
Because there's loads of folk used to moan about, was it... The blue shell, it was, which is impossible to stop or whatnot, but now I think that horn can actually stop the blue shell. I take it, it's a power-up, you can only use the horn thing when you actually...
Presumably,
Because if you had it all the time, it would kind of ruin it.
Well, it is one of them funny things with Mario Kart, is because when you knew that there was a shell, a blue shell coming towards you, all you could do was brace for impact.
Yeah.
That was essentially all you could do. It was, you know, it was like...
Or could you not, like, you could
spending
hold...
an evening in Leith.
Because
really,
like, it was even if, like... You know, you can drop a banana behind you. Like, well, you can.
Yes. You can do it. You can drop anything behind you.
When you can hold the banana behind you, but without actually dropping it.
Right. Okay.
If you got a red shell, the red shell hit a banana and go away, but the blue shell just go straight through the banana.
I don't know. I've never tried.
I think
that.
You're fine, Paul. It's more like an evening in Leith with Doris the Dominatrix and her giant strap on.
The online multiplayer. So it's in up to 12 players, and it has four different. five different sections. Muted there. Well done. five different sections: global, regional, friends, rivals, and tournament. So basically, that just seems to be different levels around who you can actually speak to. Global is as it suggests, regional is as it suggests, friends. Rivals and tournament are slightly different. I did actually take a note of what tournament was, but I can't find my notes now.
Rivals?
Was that just like the battle area? So
you mark people down as rivals?
Yeah, I'm assuming so. I'm really up on this. You guys should have read this too.
Totally
I did read it early.
Yeah.
So players can also create public or private tournaments, which they specify a day of the week and a time and the rules. Players will be able to race against ghost data from friends or even up to 10 worldwide racers. Players can beat them or just pick up a few tips and tricks from studying the best. If you beat the Mario Kart 8 development team's ghost, you get a cool Miiverse stamp.
What does it mean by ghost data?
So that's, you know, when, so we were talking about like Forza.
So watches how you drive okay.
Yeah.
Well, so there's two different versions of it. So
If you download someone's ghost, it's basically them driving around the track and you're racing at the same time, but they're kind of, intangible, the word I'm looking for, where basically,
yeah.
So you can see where they're going, so they're driving the same time as you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, you can see what they're doing if they're being good or cheating and whatnot.
But Forza does it slightly differently, whereby it actually tries to predict what they think you would do in that scenario.
Yeah, that's
slightly different.
Yeah, that's
it's the same kind of concept, but it's slightly different. Ghost data has been around for a while. You've been able to play ghost versions of yourself in cars for years. You also have this new thing called Mario Kart TV, which is essentially a highlight reel. Baby characters, which I thought there was baby characters in an older version of Mario Kart. I think it's new.
I think there was, because I think, was there not one in the GameCube one where, I don't ever played that
one. Not just when you got Shrank.
But no, no, no. This is actually baby characters.
There was two characters in each car. Like, one was using the weapons, one was driving, and then it was weird, that one. I think they introduced the baby characters in that one.
Yeah, because I'm sure you could actually get a pram as a car in... I think it was the GameCube version. Yeah.
They've brought them back. It's like 32 characters in this one or something. Mm. It's like 32 tracks as well.
Yeah, it looks very, very cool. So it's set for release on May the 30th. I have to admit, I knew I was probably going to buy this, but I was sort of holding back. But in the announcement of the download code, as I mentioned earlier, I've pre-ordered it. It's a bit of a no-brainer for me now.
Same here. Yep. I'm getting Zelda Wind Waker.
I think I will be picking up Pikmin 3, mainly because in Nintendo Land, that's one of the games that me and my wife and kids and stuff like that quite often play, because it's sort of a platformer that you can all play together on the Wii U with a gamepad and everything like that. So Pikmin 3 probably will be my pick. The next Call of Duty game has had its release date and some details revealed in a sort of a 3-minute video. It's going to be called Advanced Warfare, and it will be released on PC, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360 and Xbox One on the 4th of November 2014 by Sledgehammer.
It's their first Call of Duty game. So it's
really?
Like a new studio taking up the mantle from whoever.
Interesting. So hopefully
they might freshen it up a bit.
Well, this did look quite different, and it's the first Call of Duty game in a while that I can actually remember myself thinking, that looks quite interesting.
It looks like, have you seen the film Elysium?
Yeah.
Where Matt Damon, like, basically the exoskeleton suit he's got on.
You can't say Matt Damon like that.
My name, man.
Yeah, so like it's basically in there he gets grafted to a exoskeleton suit, which makes him stronger and jump around and whatnot. And basically, that's what's going to be like in Advanced Warfare. So it's like, rather than being a standard human with a gun, you'll be like basically a super cyborg with a gun. So I wonder if it might be a little bit like Titanfall in the way for a bit of parkour things without the Titans, obviously.
Well, certainly some of the things that you showed in the trailer, so there's obviously the powerful suits that Chiz just mentioned there, allowing you to leap great distances. There's a couple of points in the clip where there's like bridges and things like that, and they're jumping over bridges. You've got cloaked helicopters, wall scrambling, so the Parker thing that Chiz just mentioned there again, drones.
What? Parker just makes me think of Mighty Bush. Look deep into the Parker.
I was thinking some Thunderbirds. I never watched Mighty Bush.
Oh dear, Paul.
Paul has a Mighty Bush.
Yes, he does.
I really wish you'd stop showing me.
It's grown 2 more inches. It's shrubbery.
You're proud.
Yes, I am. I am.
We'll get his next door neighbour to mow it in the rain outside.
So there's drones as well. There was one point in the clip where it seemed to be a drone you could remove from your back, and they just kind of launched it into the air. Portable cover and hover bikes, which was an interesting extra thing.
And Kevin Spacey's in it.
Of course, I would. Yeah, very good point. So Kevin Spacey basically plays a sort of a head of a private military corporation.
Atlas or something they're called, I think I read.
He plays a good asshole, so...
Yeah.
You know what was funny, though? It was... when I was watching the trailer, I didn't think it sounded like him 100%. It was... It was clearly him, and the character looks like him. But I didn't think it sounded like his voice.
Well, maybe he's an actor. He's probably not doing his normal voice.
I was doing it.
Bloody actors just made always it doing look different things.
Like I know. I want Tom Cruise to be Tom Cruise every time.
Well, Tom Cruise basically is Tom Cruise in every film.
Yeah, not everyone can be as flexible as that bloke from The Matrix.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves, he's all over the joint. So, as we say, that looks quite interesting. It might be worth keeping an eye on that one. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more information at that E3. So it's November the 4th for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare on pretty much everything, actually, except for Wii U, really.
I think, it's Call of Duty, absolutely no doubt, sell tons. But I think most people are starting to get a bit... Well, there's a lot of people that are starting to get a bit...
This one sounds more interesting to me than...
Yeah,
I'm the same, definitely.
That's why, if it can freshen it up, then good. Let's see what it can do, but I suspect I'll probably still be a bit... I can't be bothered with it by the time it comes out. We shall see.
So, there was reports earlier this week, sort of Thursday, Friday last week, claiming... it was IGN, Nintendo News, and Video Gamer. Particularly, Video Gamer had leaked documents stating that Nintendo were going to release new hardware at E3 called the Fusion DS and the Fusion Terminal, to the point that they actually have all the hardware specs listed on... it was IGN, I saw them. IGN's website. Now, we know that we know that Nintendo aren't going to E3. We know that Nintendo are talking about doing some kind of wearable-type tech. Well, actually, it's not going to be wearable. Some kind of fitness-type tracking thing, which this possibly could be.
They've been talking about some of that for years.
Yeah, but they actually said it. Remember, there was that whole... when the share price was down and everything like that, and Iwata went on the call and said that they were dealing with some hardware and health and things like that. Very recently. We talked about it on the show.
Quite possibly.
It was possibly the same episode we talked about Watchdogs, apparently. So, yeah.
I'm sure we've talked about it anyway.
Is that the one that you lost and deleted?
No. That was ages ago. That was at least a year ago. Anyway.
Stupid asshole.
But we know that Nintendo are not going to have any presence at E3, but of course, like they did last year, they will have their direct announcement during E3, which will be 1 p.m. UK time on Tuesday the 10th of June. And a quote from the press release from it: reveal and provide further detail about the gaming experiences on the way for Nintendo platforms in 2014 and beyond. Nintendo have also confirmed to Eurogamer, among others, that will be, quote, not show off any new hardware at E3 2014. So this is a bit of a non-news article, really, pretty much.
They're just kind of answering made-up rumours or that. I think it's both Sony, Microsoft and Nintendo will always be working on hardware.
Yeah.
At all time, either research or whatnot. But yeah, I suspect it'd be too soon for Nintendo to be showing off anything like a new console or anything like that.
Yeah, so it could be this kind of... health tracker thing, but
wearable tech or something to go with it.
Yes. And speaking of companies always working on new things, Microsoft registered two new domain names this week,
which are
George and Philip.
MicrosoftAB.com and MicrosoftAB.net. I told you there was no news this week. So theories around the interwebs is the AB stands for Augmented Body, which rumor has it is Microsoft's kind of VR type idea. So you remember we had the whole Illumiroom thing that never really seems to have come to anything?
No, I think that was always a research thing. I think it was always going to be too expensive to go to market, I think.
So the idea that, well, certainly the article that I read suggested that this is sort of... this AB thing, augmented body, is a sort of a mixture of a Illumiroom and some kind of Oculus Rift, Morpheus type
headset
thing. However, Phil Spencer, head of Xbox, has promised that your Microsoft E3 press event this year will focus on games. So even if this domain name has been registered, it's not going to get talked about.
Crazy Dave told me that they're actually building a robot that they're just going to insert into people.
Like
it's a dream come true for you, Sam.
An exoskeleton, but inside.
No, not like that at all. Just quite a small robot that they're just going to insert into people.
Like inner space.
That's what Crazy Dave told me.
I hope at least...
No, but bigger than that. Like uncomfortable.
Like a what do you call it? I was going to say a symposium.
Or maybe I made that word up.
Seriously, Paul, you should just learn Mandarin because you're struggling with English.
Symposium. Right, okay.
I'd love to see you insert a symposium.
For an entire symphony.
Oh, dear.
It's all good. It's hooked up to the mic.
So, yes, so that's basically the news. As we said, there's not much to talk about. We're just going to take this break here just to thank UK2 for all the support. We haven't mentioned it already, but this, technically, albeit it's tomorrow when this podcast will be released, is our 2-year anniversary. Hooray!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've been bringing this rubbish into your cranium for 2 whole years now. And you know what? We wouldn't have done it without the awesome support of the people at UK2. They are superb, and they have allowed us to produce this drivel and fire it out over the interwebs to get into your little mobile device that pumps this into your ears on a fortnightly basis for 2 whole years now. They've been doing it for the rest of the network for much longer than that, and they will continue to do it for a long, long time to come. They are superb. We love them. Please use them. They are UK2. Please head on over to the sponsors link on the British Tech Network website. Click through and use all the voucher codes and things like that there. They are absolutely superb. Thank you very much, UK2.
Sorry, I've broken the mic.
They support British Tech. We hope that you will support them too. So just to describe what happened during that sponsor read, that I was trying to keep myself straight-faced.
No, I was falling over.
Chiz placed a Jabby Dodger over his right nipple.
I had no
No Jammy Dodger control whatsoever.
If I wasn't holding a Jammy Dodger, I would have been able to fight him off. He placed it on my nipple and proceeded to lick the jammy bit.
Right.
And the only reason why I didn't move was through fear.
Chiz.
I was like, not again.
What's your preview this week?
Damn, I was thinking one on the way over. Do someone else quickly.
Sam, what is your preview?
Do my last.
So
Paul,
my
what is your preview?
So my preview is Disney Infinity 2. Great, the show notes. So we were using Google Docs. I think my internet connection just failed.
Hey!
So we're going to have to kind of go off the cuff for the rest of the show. Not like we ever do anything.
I know what I'm talking about.
Cool.
For so once.
My one is Disney Infinity 2, which has been announced.
Really?
Oh. So
I heard it's going to have Disney characters in it.
It's not. It's going to have Marvel characters in it. That's the point in it.
There's no Disney characters in it at all.
So it's compatible with the old version, so you'll be able to have, like, Iron Man running along with Sully, for example.
Who's Sully?
Monsters, Inc., the big blue monster from Monsters, Inc. So the starter kit that you'll be able to buy will have Iron Man, Black Widow, and Thor.
Is it £650?
No, I think they're about £50, the current ones. You'll be able to. It's compatible with Infinity One, and it's going to be Marvel themed. And the whole set will include 20 Marvel based characters and 80 power discs. The characters will be ranging from the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider Man, and villains like Loki and MODOK.
Loki and who?
MODOK. It says MODOK. I'd never heard of him.
I know. He's a very weird. Square, right. Sort of.
He's in the trailer.
MODOK.
He's like a TV screen. Like he's like a massive TV with arms and legs and a massive mouth.
Yeah, huge head.
He's just bizarre, and he's I guess it's AIM. I think he's the head of AIM, which is like a research thing that do evil.
Isn't MODOK? Isn't it? It stands for something, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. MODOC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's,
anyway, that's not relevant for what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've just subscribed to like Marvel Unlimited, so I shall brush up on all my Marvel stuff, which because I've not read any of the comics in years, and I thought now I've got basically every single Marvel comic for
cool,
really, usually fee of £40. Excellent.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Ooh la 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 la.
Somebody can use your new iPad for.
Oh. Nippletastic.
Anyway, back to the Disney Infinity 2. This is obviously out on current gen, so it'll be in the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. PlayStation, you know, you understand the concept of Disney Infinity. You have like a power pad thing that you plug in the USB port and it just kind of works.
So you don't insert.
Why are you looking at Chase? Of course Chase understands.
Well, we've talked about this game before because I was moaning about it. And this is what I'm kind of. It doesn't mention anything in this release at the moment.
Isn't this the one that ended up costing, if you got everything, like a gazillion pounds?
Yeah, but the concept behind it, if it was the same as Skylanders, we were quite negative to it, but you remember Ewan sent us a message in and just kind of supported it and said that his son Ellis plays
Skylanders.
It, really enjoys it. Skylanders,
played, yeah.
I believe the concept behind it is to bleed parents dry.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
I remember
basically
seeing the little
business
models as well, and they look quite cool.
The difference with Disney Infinity, remember I was saying that I really liked the idea behind it because we're a Disney household and the whole kind of Skylanders thing doesn't really talk to us. But you can't play...
It's sickening in here.
Yeah, the guys came in today and we had... I think
Aladdin
was
playing.
Aladdin pumping out the Sonos down the stairs. My daughter really likes that song and she was eating her tea. Anyway, so... You can't play two different characters from two different worlds in the same game. So you can't start the Monsters, Inc. version of Disney Infinity and throw in Mr. Incredible, for example. You have to play with two characters that are the same game. And I've spoken about this in the show before. But so you only get one character from each of the game when the starter packs. So I think you got like... whatever the guy's called, Johnny Depp's character in Pirates of the Caribbean. I forget his name.
Jack Sparrow.
Sully and Mr. Incredible in the starter pack. If you want to play two-player on any of the games, you have to then buy a second starter pack that includes Mrs. Incredible, Mike, and Barbarossa, or whatever. Anyway, another character from Pirates of the Caribbean. However, you can play in this area called Toy Box. And so what I'm really keen to see is, are they going to do that same restriction with Marvel? So, in other words, if you play the Iron Man version of the game, can you just play Iron Man and then you have to buy Pepper? Or can you actually bring Captain America in?
Mum, you should, you'd think, because, well, all the Marvel characters exist in the same universe.
So I'm hoping they fix that.
Obviously, their stories are maybe not.
So this
Plus,
is my hope.
Pepper's that quite overrated as a superhero.
Okay.
You wouldn't really bother having her.
Well, apart from the fact that she can now shoot fire and crap, if you go with the movie storyline.
Pepper? Who, what? Who the hell?
Pepper.
How
Pepper?
She shoot fire
Pepper,
and stuff?
Not Peppa Pig. Pepper.
Who's Pepper?
Pepper Pig.
Pepper Potts.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, okay.
But how does she, what? When
you know, the end
shoot?
Of the third film, she gets that power that allows her to, like, melt
Spoilers.
Things and stuff.
Oh, I do
so
remember
seen,
that now.
If you haven't seen Iron Man 3,
okay, yeah,
don't listen to this last 5 minutes of conversation.
Yes, rewind back your memory.
Sorry.
Take your red pill now.
Yeah, so I'm kind of hoping that they don't keep that same restriction in. And
side effects are anal bleeding.
No, don't take the red pill. That's how the show ended up like this.
So, yeah, anyway, that's me done. Sam, what's your preview this week?
Well, I did want to do it last because it ties directly into.
Oh, so you were actually planning a
segue.
Yeah,
totally planned it ahead.
We should, I'm in the middle of writing a soundboard app. Because I've been collecting together funny little clips that I've said over all the episodes, and I'm going to release it.
What, you've got like 3?
No, you saw the prototype. I actually have a fuller version now that's got lots of different sound clips. And one of them Segway, and the idea is that we'll all be able to sit and just hit these sounds during the show.
That's never going to happen. like listeners at home can play along and push the button, but no.
No, us three.
Yeah, I know, but that's still not going to happen.
I thought it was a good idea.
It was amusing for the 5 minutes when you showed me the app.
Right.
Actually,
we really don't have a lot of content. Okay,
5 minutes was me embellishing that for you.
Well,
cheers.
No, to be fair, 4 minutes, 55 seconds was you embellishing it. 5 seconds, you were kind of like, oh, cool, you've put an app on your phone.
3.5. Damn, I was meant to think of a game when we were all talking there.
Do you want some more time?
Oh, well,
do you want to skip
right,
you this week?
To it.
Because there's not a lot of announcements to
No, there's nothing going on.
Well, after what Sam was talking before, The Wolf Among Us, episode 4.
Yeah. So, The Wolf Among Us, episode 4 is what I'm looking forward to. But what I've been playing this week is The Wolf Among Us, episode 1 to 3, which Bede has spoken about on the show previously. It's a pointy, clicky, fiddly thingy bidding.
If you played Walking Dead, you'll have a rough idea.
Yeah. It's really good. It's very adult. It's super violent.
Adult as in the violence or adult as in...
It's blue.
Blue. Dad blue. It's dad blue in points. Both in nudity and in swearing. So yeah, it's violent, it's sweary, it's nudie,
like
there's boozy. But it's the story's fantastic. It's based on, which I never knew existed, a whole load of...
is it the Fable series, of course?
Yeah, Fable series of kind of comic stroke graphic novels is what I was looking for. They're brilliant. Cool. They're really good. Really drew me in. I couldn't actually stop playing.
Have you read any of the comics? Or
I have not. And the funny thing is, the game is... Like, I was looking at buying them today, but the game is a prequel to where it kicks off. It's canon, so it ties in perfectly with... It works exactly how it's supposed to work, and then leads on to the books. So I didn't want to start reading the comics halfway through the books, but I do want to do it.
Yeah, speaking of canon, see all the stuff...
And the new one's out, sorry. The new one is out next month, I believe... I believe it's out next month on the 8th, I want to say, but I might have made that up. I don't think they've finalised. Bede thought it was quarter 3 this year, but apparently it's earlier than that. Anyway, cheers.
Yeah, so speaking of canon, Bede? Star Wars, all the Star Wars comic books and games have been, it's been said, that are now non-canon in the Star Wars stories. Oh. So that's the film is its own thing. And it's like, it makes me kind of sad.
What do you mean? Totally different universe.
Yeah, as in like it's all non-canon.
How's that?
They're using Fujitsu.
So Boba Fett really is dead.
That was funny.
No, that was really poor. Epson.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm getting really good at blanking at Paul's jokes. I highly recommend it for anyone else. If I can pass on this great talent that I have.
Yeah.
proper.
No, so like
small life.
I knew a lot of the books were all kind of made up ish.
Yeah.
But they're all now. Everything's all, out.
Just, no, no, it's not in Star Wars films. It's
no,
mm, 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 mm,
no, no,
no, no, no.
Okay.
Please leave my room.
Said George.
Cool. Okay. So you've kind of screwed this up because I normally do another sponsor read between stuff.
Wait, you can do it now. I've jabbered a bit.
Okay, fine.
Jabber, jabber, jabber.
Okay. We'd also like to thank the great people at the Network Union. They're an authorised BT business partner licensed to sell global and UK services. Their expertise has been earned from working with a large global and UK enterprise, but also work with SMEs like you and me. So if you head on over to thebridgetownnetwork.com and click on the sponsors link, you will see the Network Union there. They're awesome people. Basically, what you need to know, they're not a reseller. They don't add fees or margins. You're still a BT customer. Your contract, support bill and everything like that also goes through them. But basically, they allow you, they add an extra kind of layer on top with their expertise and everything like that that help in repricing your connectivity, even midterm, everything. And they can help with things like BT Business Broadband, upgrades from copper to fiber, new connections, enterprise WAN connectivity, and all that kind of stuff. So if you're a new client, the ideal way to procure BT services are available across the UK for meeting and internationally if you're global. In a nutshell, they're exceptional at connectivity design and are able to achieve the very best commercials from BT and they remain unassigned to your account throughout the contract.
What was that?
Shh, I'm not finished yet.
Sorry, I thought that was the end. That's why I spoke.
Thank you very much, Network Union. They support us. Please support them by clicking on the thebridgetownnetwork.com/sponsors, clicking through using the link on the sponsors page there, and giving them your details. Just give them a quick shout back to help you out with what you want. And please, if you want to give them your email address or anything like that, they just need it to contact you. They don't. They're not going to like resell it or anything like that. They're awesome people. So to Network Union, please support them because they support us. What's going on?
Sam wanted to know the best technique for a reach around.
It just started. It was like he was grabbing a cat by the testes and massaging its neck.
How big is it? Imagine it.
I didn't know what you were doing. Paul, would you, just through sign language, would you know what that is?
That's all I did. I did this.
So you look like you're lifting up a jar of something and then squeezing the innards.
Oh, yeah, it's full of jam.
Just massaging the jam as it drops out.
Ah, dear. Chiz, what have you been playing this week?
Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes Alpha Protocol Dingbat. It returned to form for Metal Gear, I would say. Really enjoying it, really good. A little bit on the short side, but it's got quite a lot of replayability.
Uh-huh.
But since it's only picked up for £20, I don't feel shafted by it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's good. Not going to ruin anything in the plot, but it was Hideo. It was Kojima said that for the new games, he was going to explore sort of taboo subjects. And I had, which had me worried because he's not exactly the most subtle of storytellers. But I won't go into details what the subject's about when you play it yourself, but yeah, pretty ham-fisted way of doing it, and a few questionable ways he's done it. It's like, there's nothing wrong with being subtle. If you do it in the subject that he goes into, if it was done in a subtle manner, it would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like...
Just literally...
Just hit me in the...
Slapped.
Hit me in the eye. Yeah,
that is Hideo Kojima's storytelling.
I think that was maybe a little bit harder than you thought it was.
Words in your face.
Actually, Sam looks as if he's actually been hurting.
Well, he did kind of snort from his e-cigarette before,
on the other side.
Which looked like it blinded him. But yeah, but apart from that, the actual gameplay is really good. You can kind of do... You can plan out and basically go about the game any way you want, be really sneaky as you want, or be obviously stealthy, or go on a massive killing spree. And it's just quite fun ways to mess with the guards with a bit of C4 and a truck jumping out of it and blowing things up. But yeah, so if you're a fan of Metal Gear, pick it up. It's good. But it'll be Did you get, try you and find it for less than £20.
Mm, what did you get for £20?
Was it Game Seek, I think I bought it from?
Right, okay.
But you can buy it from most places now for £20 or
Xbox One and PlayStation 4, isn't it? There's no PC version of it.
There's no PC version. It's PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Xbox One,
really?
And PS4. Obviously the
previous gen as well.
Yeah, but and far as I can see, it looks pretty in all versions, but obviously I think the PS4 is the best looking version.
Very cool. And Sam, you've already done what you were playing this week, haven't you?
Yeah.
So I am going to get Sam to play this because my game I've been playing this week, I've been fairly nailed to it. I don't know if that's the correct phrase. It's called Hearthstone.
Oh.
Oh, God, I heard about
the
this.
Warcraft one with the cards.
It's good.
Yeah, it looks friggin' awesome, Paul.
Have you played it?
No.
No, it is. I don't like card games and things
it
like
looks
that.
It's awful.
It's really good.
It looks awful.
It's good.
Why is it good?
To be honest, everything that I say is good, you're just going to go, yeah, I was expecting that, and it's rubbish. But I don't like World of Warcraft. I'm not a fan
of
World of Warcraft.
Is it because it's...
It's funny.
People
actually,
find it addictive.
I did. I was
the information behind it, like the world and stuff. I do actually find that. Like the original World of the original Warcraft games, 1, 2, and 3, the little strategy ones, I used to love those. And it's got quite a lot of kind of background information to the world and what's going on and stuff. And that's quite fascinating.
Yeah, I think what I liked about it was it is quite addictive. I'm not a fan of the World of Warcraft series. I'm not really a fan of these type of games either, but I downloaded it because I'd heard lots of really good things about it, and it's free as well, which is a huge bonus. There is in-app purchases, but I've not come across a need to use them yet. But I quite like it. The dialogue between who you're fighting and the character that you are is quite amusing at times. I mean, it's a lot of your kind of formulaic, I'm going to defeat you type nonsense, but it's quite funny. Different characters that come in, they're quite amusing to kind of deal with. At a very basic level, it is ridiculously simplistic. You play a card, if the card number's higher than the card that they've played, then you win. It's top trumps it. It's very basic. But I found it quite entertaining. The surroundings of the board you can interact with, there's like things that you can tap and move and things like that. It's quite cool. For a free
or
game.
Any real.
Not really. Game. It's just for extra fluff, for want of a better phrase. I thought it was a really pretty game. It's well, not as pretty as my recommendation last week, which was Monument Valley, but it's a pretty game. It's relatively amusing, and frankly, for free, it's really good, I think. I genuinely thought you would like it, Sam.
I really like those cardy type games.
Do you?
No.
That's kind of landed in its face.
I'll give it a go.
It's free.
Which is why I'm giving it a go.
So, all in all, it's better than a kick to the nuts.
Yeah, that's essentially what we're saying, yes. I don't really know what to say about that. I was actually quite... I was really chuffed with that game.
It's Paul basically.
I'm not saying it's awful, because I haven't played it or anything, but generally, those card-type games are bad.
Fine.
Ass cheese.
Don't take it personally, Paul.
I am.
Okay.
Just finally, as our last kind of a sponsor read, I guess, is the Patreon. We are absolutely blown away with the Patreon donations that we've had in.
How much are we up to now?
350.
How much do we get?
None. No, that's not true.
Because I have actually bought a mansion.
Oh.
I just went out and I thought I'd get it. The bank thought I'd get it as well. They gave me the mortgage and everything.
So you have been very, very kind in your sponsorship. What that's basically going to do is it's going to allow us to start doing live shows in the next couple of months.
You earned this. It's your fault.
We're going to do live shows and we're going to do video shows in the next couple of months. And they will be incredible. I've already started procuring green screen technology.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
We're going to do green screen for the shows. That'll be awesome.
Okay.
So you see green screen technology, you mean a green curtain?
I mean that green towel that's behind you there.
It's not really...
No.
I bought that green towel over there.
That's kind of turquoisey.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, sorry. So we're going to do live shows. We're going to do video shows, and so basically your support is really helpful for that kind of stuff. But we're not done yet. There's all the other shows on the network that we'd like to kind of put forward. We'd like to start kind of doing some more cool things. So please, if you can afford it.
Talking about colours, I've only just noticed that your curtains are incredibly pink in your office.
They are. They're salmon. They're salmon.
We've been coming here for quite some time doing this show, and I've only just noticed
my curtains are
big
salmon.
Happy pink curtains that you have.
I will agree to the green screen, but only if the three of us wear full
morph suits.
Green morph suits.
I've got a white one. All I have to do is put it in the wash.
Thank you very much for all you've given us so far. There's a competition this month. I'm not actually sure what the May competition prize is, to be honest. Ewan will announce that on the big show this week.
Brisk handshake.
But last month we and also the draw will be done on the big show on Thursday for the winner of last month's massive prize bag. So
you have a notification from some sort of NFL thing.
Yeah. I do, thank you, yes. Thanks.
Apparently football happened in an American style.
It didn't, it's off season.
It's off. No more sports off season. Sports aren't happening now. No sports.
No, because it's draft week this week.
Alright. Information drafts. Then you get information alert saying sports are happening now. Go, go sports. Go team you support in NFL.
So anyway, I'll get to the end of the sponsor read if it kills me.
Watch big men run.
So if you want to be in with a chance to win the prize this month, whatever that prize may be, tune in to the big show to find out what that is.
Number nine happened. Paul. Yeah.
That's your dad telling you about a train he saw.
Hey, it was massive. I went choo choo. Please head on over to patreon.com/BritishTechNetwork and a pledge in there, and that would be great. And you will be added in that draw. Chiz, what were you? What was your bargain basement? No, your indie game this week.
It was You Die. It was called, I think.
I think it was called Sometimes You Die.
Sometimes You Die. Yeah. Like that, yeah. It's not. It's basically you play a little cube, which you either move left or right through the level, or you can make it jump. And hence the title of the game is to progress past some levels. You basically have to die and use your corpses, which are little cubes, to basically say there's a really high place to go up. You kill it on a spike, and then was that a tear coming from your eye?
I'm crying. I'm sorry, I'm muted there. Yeah. I'm crying with laughter.
All right. I thought my story was very touching.
And a little thing dying.
Yeah, I'm very sad.
I hate when cubes die. So say if you have to reach a high bit on the map, you'd sacrifice a few of your lives, even though you've got infinite lives, and then use the corpses of your past lives to jump up and over, and so forth. And in the background, as you're going through, it's basically you get like a message, basically. Some sort of message basically makes you think what makes a game, blah, 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 going left to right, blah, 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 blah. And it tries to make you think what is gaming, what is entertainment, what makes a game, and kind of questions. Mm-hmm. Like what games you like, why did you do like some games and stuff like that. And it was quite cool. And I think I played it for about half an hour earlier and I think about halfway through the game already. So it's quite short, but, from what I can see, it's quite short. It's like
it was
seven.
Good poo day that day.
Yeah. It was a while till I wiped. And
did your legs go numb?
No, I'm stretched out in the door.
Right, okay. You've braced. Hit that before.
Yep.
No, he just does that to brace.
Plus, I was sitting the other way around, so I was using the shelf of the toilet for my tea. And
we laugh, but we know it's true.
Yeah. But no, it's quite cool. I'll continue playing it the next time I'm constipated or something.
Cool. I had Border Zone.
How was Border Zone, Paul?
Piss.
Really? Mm. Are you sure?
Well,
because I thought it looked really good with wizards and robots.
So
it wasn't a card game. He didn't like it.
It might have had that, but it crashed on me three times, and I had to start the game all over again.
Wow! Wow!
Three times, and so I progressed to a point where I had to go and find a dude to start my quest. Never got there. Because the starting sequence...
Do you think that counts as playing it for an hour? I don't.
I brought it up, put it up there so you can see 3 hours.
Bring out the wheel of forfeits.
Paul, all of your stuff says like 3 hours, 4 days and stuff like that because you just leave them running and running and running.
No, 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 this one. So
there's only one forfeit, and we'll forfeit. It's syphilis. Enjoy. Go, Sam, take your trousers off.
Okay.
It kept hanging, and then I'd have to reset the whole bloody computer. So I tested that it wasn't. So I was playing Stick of Truth for a little bit, and the off chance that it was my computer was having a problem. No, it's just this Borderlands game.
Borderzone.
You know, the worst thing about... So there's... The plot didn't really explain itself. At the very beginning, I get this little sequence where there's a man and a woman. A woman who has had her nipples surgically removed because her top is that gaping and open. There's no chance that you wouldn't be able to see nipple, but you can't see nipple.
It's one of those sort of artworking games.
And it didn't matter to what angle you moved your head.
And she was
and you were all over the place.
She was running through a forest, so... The opening sequence is, there's a baby in a bassinet, and this dude, this kind of prince-looking guy, puts this medallion thing inside the bassinet, and then him and his wife start running through a forest, right? From what I can tell, they're running away from this sort of evil-looking gentleman who looks a little bit like a Dementor from Harry Potter. They're then killed by two bowmen, and the baby gets dropped. Although there's two scenes where you see them running, and you see the interior of the bassinet, and it's empty. So clearly they just couldn't be bothered to draw the baby at those points because it was running in the animation that was going to be required, so they just left an empty bass anyway. And then this evil overlord-type guy comes along, then kills the two bowmen with no explanation, and then he takes what looks like just the diamond that was inside the medallion thing, goes away. And then a kind of a news report comes up. Well, not a news report. It's like really badly done. The graphics are horrendous. Just has lost the will to live here. And it describes that the two guys that killed you were completely unrelated to the story. Totally unrelated. It's a complete waste of time. You had to click on areas that you moved about, but if you
waiting until we could get to the point about the gameplay.
When you get too close to the wall, the menu system covers anywhere you can click. And there's no way to click anywhere because you can't click on the ground. It doesn't accept clicks on walls. So if you accidentally, like if you're trying to get him to go really close to the wall and you accidentally click just above the horizon, he won't go. He won't move. You have to click perfectly on the floor. But if you can't see the floor, he can't move. That's the end of it.
I'm pretty glad.
Pretty awful. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it to a friend.
Okay.
Even if they had syphilis.
So I'm out then.
What did you have, Sam?
It's alright, Sam.
What was it called?
You're the carrier, so it doesn't affect you.
Oh, okay. What was it called? The thing that I had.
Oh yeah, I forgot to send it to him. It was a Footlol Epic League fail or something.
He sent it to me halfway through today, and I was working on bank holiday Monday, so. I didn't play it.
Is this you selecting the game now, Paul?
Yep, completely forgot.
I have not picked one either.
I've got one for someone who, well, should we just do, well, I'll just give you a game, Paul, and Sam can do his, like, well, just the one.
Just do the same thing.
Yeah. Or you'll play Footlol this time and then. So, Paul, you get me a game, I'll get you a game, and I've got Trine 1 and 2 for you. Which are supposed to be quite good games.
Trine's not.
And yeah,
so what happened?
It was going to be Trine 2, but for like an extra like 30 pence, Trine was in it as well. So there you go.
All right, okay. So I've got Trine. Thank you very much. You have Crazy Machines, Golden Gears.
Okay.
In this Rube Goldberg-style puzzle game, I'm assuming Rube Goldberg's somebody, experiment and build your wacky contraptions with physics.
Who names their kid Rube?
Physics action like never before. Experience dazzling visuals of explosives, fire, and true-life physics behavior when you put the experiment into motion. So there you go, Chiz. You have a Crazy Machines. Or Craze Machines, I think it is, actually. According to the logo.
Okay.
Awesome. Anyway, so, and Sam, you're just playing the game you were supposed to play last week because Chiz forgot to give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Grand, that's basically us. Expect the same non-show next 2 weeks because E3 still won't have happened.
When is E3 again?
Beginning of the second week in June. It's like the 10th of June or something like that.
All right, so it won't fall on our gaming session.
No, it'll be the week after that. Yeah, yeah. It falls actually bang on a gamer show Fortnite, though. I've already checked.
All right.
So, thank you very much for listening. Any feedback, britishtechnetwork@gmail.com, Twitter, at britishtech, or you can get me on Twitter, at Paul Wheatley. Please meander over to our Facebook page to communicate with us, mostly directly.
Or fornicate.
And generally just see us...
Likes a picture.
Generally just see us sort of what appears to be quite schizophrenically arguing with ourselves because we all can't work out how to log out of the gamer show.
I can, but you two can't.
So it looks like we're schizophrenically arguing with ourselves, but it's just because we can't work out how to do it.
I spend times unliking gamer... Like, I find that the gamer show likes the gamer show post. No, we don't.
Yeah.
Every time I log in on my phone, it goes, "You are working as the gamer show." I don't want to. I want to comment as me. No, you're doing it as the gamer show.
Even Facebook on your phone doesn't like you and thinks you shouldn't be you anymore.
No.
I think officially this is our shortest show ever, so we're just going to kill it there. Thank you very much for listening and good night.
Drop.